If you can't trust a fart, don't fart, a wise old butthole once said. Welcome back to Captain Daddy. As toilets go, it turns out the bidet went the way of the dodo. Spraying your poopy butthole with a water jet was a real mess in most cases. It was infeasible in space, an unnecessary waste of valuable water. I had a Turd Snatcher 3000. It was nearly wipeless in application. It looked like a toilet, though it was a stainless steel finish and more rectangular in appearance. It was a genius feat of engineering. When sitting on the Turd Snatcher, it would sense your anal print, and a small metallic fist would slowly rise from the waters below. The fist, about the size of a golf ball, at a constant 63 degrees Fahrenheit, would wait like a patient striking cobra. It could sense when you were most relaxed. Then, with no warning, it would faster than the eye could see punch into your bowel, deftly grabbing a turd, snatching it from your anus as fast as a lightning strike back into the bowl, where an ultrasonic cleansing fluid would instantly polish and sanitize for the continued rounds of battle. Oh, sure, it hurt. Don't get me wrong, but in a good way. A clean way. It was greatly relieving at the same time. Usually only a little blood. Incidentally, the prototype of the Turd Snatcher 3000 was the Turd Grabber 17. The technology had not been micronized yet. The fist punching device was closer to the size of a grapefruit. No one thought it would become the premier future tech of toilets. You can synthesize the old grabbers for a song these days. I've been thinking about getting one for my guest bathroom. You know, for those friends that just try to randomly stop by to take a shit at your place. Like, sure, of course, you can use my bathroom. Knock yourself out. Punch fuck yourself out, more like. I've been thinking about it. I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet. Walking through the corridors, I was weaving the way back to my domicile. A little sloshed, as they say. After the catwalk, Father talked me into a sneak preview of the show he was putting together. And a show it was. The droids were drunk, we were drunk, everyone was laughing and having a good time. I was bemused as I walked, thinking about the evening. It was then my stomach made an odd gargle. Huh, that's strange, I thought. 5 minutes later, I was stopped dead in my tracks, squeezing my butt together as hard as I could. I was having poop contractions. I was still a few minutes from my home. I held my belly. Easy, I said to myself. Let's not lose our shit here. I took 2 steps and repinched my sphincter. This was going to be a long last leg. I breathed, focusing on my breaths. There were sweat beads forming on my brow. I spoke to my time-space indicator. Activate Turd Snatcher 3000. Unlock door. I was minutes away from my sweet relief. It was coming in waves. I could take about 7 steps now, and then I would be forced to fight back the contractions for a few arduous minutes before starting again. I could see my door. Located in the corner, I was a quivering mess. Please, let me make it. I reached to the door, but not before getting smacked across the face with a stray flip-flop. Hey, Cinderella, Looks like I found your slipper. It was F-200. My stomach was reeling in discomfort. The only thing on my mind was shitting. Yet this asshole was blocking my asshole from accomplishing the task. My turd snatcher was so close, I could almost feel its metallic grip. I had the gauntlet hanging from my belt like a slain little trophy. F-200 lunged for it. I made a quick sashay with my hips, which was more of a reaction than an action. Tutu, I will fucking kill you. Mother, I said, did you hear that? F-200 was fuming quietly now. Mother answered, boys, leave me out of this, and went quiet again. I pulled the glove out of my belt and held it over my head. F-200's eyes followed. I flipped it over his head, behind him. He turned and jumped, quite athletically, and grabbed it out of the air. But before he touched down, I had rolled through my door, having it slide close and lock behind me. He pounded on the door, yelling, Tutu! Leaning my head against my forearm against the door, eyes closed, it took everything I had to not shit myself when confronted by F-200. I could only imagine the hell he would make me endure had I shit myself in front of him. Just a few more steps, I turned around. The door still being drummed by the lieutenant's tantrum. But what lay before me was not my turd snatcher. My bowels were on fire. The room was empty, except for the four-posted bed, surrounded by floating candles. On the bed, kneeling, was the 6'1 beauty known as Naomi. She was wearing a black fur coat and a pair of black lace panties, the kind you could see through if you looked hard enough. She said, your door was open, so I let myself in and made myself comfortable. Oh shit, I thought. The fur coat was open, not enough to show off her nipples, but her cleavage was present, and it made a mental pathway down towards her navel and lower to her lacy panties. She said, are you just gonna stand there? Or are you gonna come check my motor oil? She smiled. This was a caviar level sex bot. On a scheduled day, she would cost 100 credits a minute. She was beautiful, almost perfect. My stomach was upside down and inside out. She looked at me. Seriously, I have to be back up on A deck in 20 minutes. Which gives you about 10 minutes to get this over with. She knew she was hot stuff. She just laid back with her legs open and said, so that gives you about 8 minutes to orally please me? I walked like a zombie towards her. I must comply. She was so hot, it was like my brain was overloaded. I took my clothes off on the way, reaching the bed naked as I reached up to pull her black lacy panties. I squeezed my eyes shut in pain. I told myself to be strong. And as hard as I could, I squeezed my sphincter closed. I had to fuck her and somehow not shit. The panties released from her silky ankles. Her pussy was so pretty. My eyes rolled back into my head. In ecstasy, I dove in. She just laid there, receiving my wet lashings and making commanding orders. Lick faster, she said. Faster. Like that. No, not like that. Left. Right. Left. Select. Start. My tongue was numb with exhaustion. She gripped my head and bashed my face deeper into her box. Harder, she yelled at me. I licked for all I was worth. There were moments where I thought my bowels were going to erupt. I thought I was going to explode. She smacked the back of my head. Harder, faster, she commanded. I was sweating and panting when she flicked the back of my head. Okay, lover boy, your turn. A lesser man would not be able to maintain an erection with this amount of intestinal distress. It takes focus. I jumped up proudly on my knees in front of her. I was a cocksman. She looked at me with no enthusiasm. Her eyes said, "Get on with it." I jumped inside her before she could change her mind. Oh yeah, this was going to be good. Her wet, silky loins massaged me. But it was then I felt the teeniest, tiniest little fart bubble. No, I thought. No! The power and compression of hydraulic press. With the last of my reserve, I compressed my anus into another dimension. "You shall not pass," I yelled. She looked confused and distant at the same time. I was doing some of my best work as she just laid there, motionless. I had to now focus on coming. I needed to consummate this union. My butt hurt so bad. I was crying, hoping she couldn't see. Then I heard her counting down. 10, 9. God, how pretentious. She was so hot, and I had 8 seconds to come. 7. I spit on my finger. Time for the grand finale. Reaching around her. 5, 4, she counted, then deftly spread her cheeks with nimble fingers and stuck the tip of my finger into her robo butthole. 2, she snatched my hand, ripping my finger out, but it was too late. I filled her like a flesh Twinkie. 1, I said, my head collapsing on her big, beautiful tits. When I heard her say, "Let's see how you like it." "What? Wait, no." She drove a sharp taloned finger up my ass and laughed. "Not so fun, is it?" I slowly looked up. I said, "Wait, don't fucking move." She snarled, her face, "Figures you'd like this, sicko." She started to rip her finger free. I tried to grip her harder. My eyes filled up with fear. Her finger was free, but it was like she had just pulled the pin on a poop grenade. "No," I yelled as my poop cannon exploded. It was unstoppable. She had broken the seal. It just kept pouring from my ass. She was screaming. I was screaming. There was shit everywhere. We were both trying to get away from the shit at the same time. I was still on my trailing waves of orgasm. I slumped over, defeated. She rubbed my head lovingly. I looked at her. She was smiling. "Wow," she said. "That was a first for me." I looked down. She was rubbing her poopy legs together. Now I was having a hard time not throwing up. She looked at me and said, "Maybe we should go again." "Really?" I looked at her, half covered in my shit. She looked at me with eyebrows raised, nodding yes. I was traumatized. "But I am a coxman," I said. "Okay. Don't you have to be on A deck?" She was like, "Fuck that, you nasty asshole. I want more." To which she grabbed my head and pushed it back towards her waiting crotch. She was so hot. What a treat. After an eye-watering, vomitous hour, we hit the steam shower and re-sanitized. I had the bed transferred to the incinerator and would be resynthesizing one after she left. Oddly, she was now acting lovingly towards me, and really gracious. "Well, Naomi, I'm glad you stopped by." She, fully dressed, looking still perfect, said, "Hey, Tutu, you're gonna give me a great write-up on the list." I'm like, "Yeah, babe, of course, you're the best." "Great, because the girls I've talked to say it raises their revenues by 25% in the first week." She then waved a hand over her body and said, "Because this isn't cheap, honey." She looked back and said, "Call me sometime." I said, "Oh, hey, about the fee?" She smiled and walked over. She said, "It's $150. I said, "Yes, it is." She swiped her wrist by my own and winked at me. "Here's $3. Make the write-up good." She turned away and disappeared through the front door. "Call me," she trailed off. Couch. I said, my couch being raised from the floor. Mother, that thing we've been working on, I asked. No, P-1222. It's still tied up, I nodded. The walls were quiet again. I took a step towards the couch and collapsed onto it. It was a deep, well-deserved sleep that came over me. Captain Daddy is brought to you by the Anchor Podcast app and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and hit the bell for notifications. Remember, spread the daddy sauce. Tell a friend.